There are two studies that I'd like to, in fact, three that I'd like to refer to. The first was done by the National Center for Health Statistics in the United States, and it looked at the incidence of ear infections from two points, early 1970s and early 1980s, I think is the years. And it showed about a 5% increase in ear infection. The second study was one done by the CDC. And it started also in 1970 and went to the middle 1990s. And it showed also a similar increase in the incidence of asthma. The best study that is even longer term than this was done at Charleston, South Carolina, and published online in Pediatrics last year. And it showed, even before 1970, a relatively stable incidence of asthma. Beginning 1970, they had in different populations about 5 to 10% increase in asthma up until the year 2000. And they concluded in their study that they didn't know why. There was no environmental, there was no other reason that they could see to explain why these increases began in 1970. But two things happened in 1970 that I think contribute to this problem. Number one, antihistamines were made available over the counter. And number two, they were made available through the programs, the government programs, to physicians to give to indigent people. So I began practicing in 1974, and I would have drug salesmen come to me with boxes of antihistamines and decongestants to give to my poorer patients that couldn't afford it. And we did. It was the drug of the time. And now we're seeing the results of that, I'm reasonably sure, because, again, when you turn off histamine, which is the body's defense for washing the nose, where does the pollutants go that are in your nose if you stop the washing? And they stay there and they cause more problems.